Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Victor Dominguez, and here's our daily tech short in less than 2 minutes. Google introduces natural language processing services for ML Kit. The kit allows iOS and Android developers to support AI application integration with Firebase. Google's language processing service, Smart Reply, has been used for Gmail, Hangouts Chat for G Suite, and Google Assistant. Skype doubles the number of participants supported in group calls. The platform now accommodates up to 50 people at once. The update outpaces Apple's FaceTime, which only supports 32-member group calls. US government officials plan to meet with automakers and lithium miners to establish a strategy for creating a national supply chain for electric vehicles, according to Reuters sources. China currently produces almost two-thirds of the world's lithium-ion batteries. SpaceX slated to conduct its first commercial Falcon Heavy launch on yesterday, delivering the Arabsat 6A telecommunications satellite into orbit. It will launch the Block 5 Falcon Heavy, the more powerful production version of the test rocket that took a Tesla Roadster into space last year. Stanford researchers are developing a biological system for converting wind and solar energy into methane gas using microbes. Methanococcus maripaludus consumes hydrogen and carbon dioxide and produces methane. The team is using electrodes powered by renewable energy to extract hydrogen from water for conversion. Facebook failed to detect and deactivate 74 groups that traded and sold hacking tools, stolen credentials, and credit card information, according to Cisco Talos. Some of the groups, despite obvious names, were in operation for up to 8 years. Facebook removed many of the groups following Talos' report. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.